Welcome to the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight, the podcast where we uncover the secrets of CEOs, entrepreneurs, and visionaries who've used public speaking to skyrocket their businesses and their bottom line. Get ready for captivating stories, valuable insights, and practical wisdom from the trailblazers who've mastered the art of the stage. I'm your host, Kelly O'Hara, and I'm thrilled to bring their experiences and expertise directly to you. Let's get started. Welcome to the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight, where we dive into the minds of the game changers, the movers and the shakers of the speaking world. Today, we're bringing you someone who's not only mastered the art of communication, but has lived through trials that most can't even fathom. Get ready to hear from a powerhouse who's not just conquered her past, but is revolutionizing the future. This episode is about to redefine what it means to rise from the ashes and dominate the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your seats because today we're joined by none other than Amanda Catarzi Hengst, a force to be reckoned with in the realm of empowerment and entrepreneurship. But let me tell you, Amanda's journey to success has been anything but conventional. Raised in the depths of a cult and surviving the horrors of sex trafficking, she's faced darkness head on and emerged as a beacon of resilience and strength and intelligence. But Amanda's story doesn't stop there. Nope, not even close. After breaking free from the chains of her past, she didn't just survive, she thrived. For 8 relentless years, she waged a war against sex trafficking, counseling governments, crafting legislation, and going undercover to dismantle criminal rings. And now? Well, now she's a high-ranking executive leading not only one, not two, but 3 companies, including the powerhouse that is Grey Wolf Investing. Through savvy investments and razor-sharp communication, she's not just building her own empire, she's paving the way for others to do the same. So buckle up, folks. Get ready to be inspired, motivated, and downright blown away by the unstoppable force that is Amanda Catarzi Hengst. Welcome to the spotlight, Amanda.
Thank you so much. What a wonderful introduction.
Well, it's all true. You are a fascinating, fascinating person. And you've had such a lot of life. Maybe for 3 people, you've had a lot of life and a lot of shift. And I think you have a lot to offer this audience. So, you know, why don't we talk about, I love to go into my guest's journey, but yours might be one of the most fascinating. Can you share some details of where you started and what the pivotal moments were in your life that really shaped who you are today?
Definitely. There were a lot of pivotal moments, but one thing that was always true throughout the entire, I even remember being a young child and remembering having an entrepreneur spirit. I always was coming up with business ideas, creative ideas, inventions, trying to sell them, trying to turn them into businesses. So that's something, I was definitely born an entrepreneur. I was not nurtured into it. I was born an entrepreneur and that kind of, it was my nature from the very beginning. But as you mentioned, I was raised in a cult called ATI. My parents wanted a different lifestyle for me than the circus lifestyle that they grew up in. So they brought me into that and homeschooled me. And then after that, a little bit more Amish upbringing is what I can relate it to. I ended up moving to California and going to ministry school out there. And unfortunately met some not so great people. And that's when I got into sex trafficking and labor trafficking. But by God's grace, a Canadian in a Cadillac hit me. And it was because of that, I was in an emergency room and nobody knew where I was and I could plan my escape. So made my way back to Florida and started social work. After social work, started my own copywriting agency. And now I run Inquiry Co. and I am the CMO for Grey Wolf Investing.
That's incredible. Well, it sounds like really nothing, really literally nothing can keep you down. And it sounds like born with an entrepreneurial spirit can be really helpful when you're trying to figure out how to get out and into something else. Because, you know, us entrepreneurs, if you say anything about us, we are visionary and opportunistic and see the better side of things. Half glass full people. You are certainly that.
I would actually even challenge that it's not half glass full or half empty or half full, half empty, that it's you have a glass and you have something to drink. Be grateful.
Oh, well, that shifts that phrase forever for me. You're absolutely right. Well, and you are one of those people. Just in I had an opportunity to pre-interview Amanda. It's as if she's swallowed a light bulb. That is how I shared about her when I was talking to my husband about you. I was saying it's as if this gal has swallowed a light bulb. She has such a beautiful energy. And it's nice to be beautiful on the outside, but I have found you to be beautiful on the inside too. You are an exceptional human being. But let's talk about how did your family take it when you decided to escape? I'm curious.
That wasn't the most difficult situation. We kind of run our course with the cult because we joined it specifically because they were offering a homeschool curriculum. So when I was being homeschooled, it was not a popular thing to do. There were not a lot of resources back in the day. So this organization offered a curriculum, and that was the main thing that drew my parents to it. And once we graduated that, it was either go to their college or go much, much deeper into the belief system, and we just kind of merged our way out of it. We kind of grew our way out of it. It just didn't fit our lifestyle anymore. So it wasn't it when I say cult, it's not what you imagine when you see in movies. There was a lot of mental mind warping situations, but it was not like Scientology or anything like that that you couldn't get out. We could easily exit, and we did once it no longer served us. But unfortunately, a lot of the belief systems still had run their course and done quite a bit of damage on my psyche and what I thought it meant to be a woman and what I thought it meant to be a successful woman, which in turn made me a perfect target for a predator when I was older.
So, with all that knowledge that you have now, what advice would you give to someone who's facing similar adversity and looking to turn their life around? Do you have any sage advice that you would propose to them?
What I remember thinking to myself, and what I went on to tell a lot of women that I help escape trafficking, is that you've survived 100% of your worst days. And I can bet you that whatever you're facing today is nowhere near as horrible as your worst day that you've survived in the past. So this day is going to be no different than that super horrible day that you survived. You're going to survive this one. And you have a history of winning. So you're going to keep winning and you're going to keep surviving and you're going to keep leveling it up. And this is just a blip. This is just a blip in your history.
All it takes is a little shift in perspective for people to change. That's a perfect shift. That's just great perspective. I love that. I think that's going to help a lot of people. So now tell me about Grey Wolf Investing and the things that you're in right now. Tell me about Grey Wolf itself and what's the mission behind it.
The mission behind Grey Wolf Investing, it was named after our CEO, Ron Early. It was named after his sons. So his oldest son is Gray, and he's actually at an expo right now with his dad in Orlando. He pulled him out of school to take him to go do business negotiations with him, which I think is brilliant.
Brilliant.
And then the other half of the company, Wolf, is his second son's middle name. So we're very family oriented. We're all about building legacies for family. And so many of us come from working families, blue collar working families that understood how to make money, but never understood how to create wealth. Nobody teaches you that. And that's one of our things that we're very focused on is financial literacy and teaching blue collar Americans, blue collar people, worker people, how to not just make money, but to leverage it into wealth creation. And that's what we do through our wholesale FBA investment. So we buy products at wholesale costs, groceries, toothpaste, pet products at wholesale costs, and then we resell them for retail value. And that's where we make the profit. And each investor owns their own store, and we manage it completely for them.
That's incredible. Are you doing this as a global business?
No, ma'am. This is US only through Amazon FBA. So we leverage Amazon's Prime, their warehouses, their shipping logistics. We're basically building a business off the back of Amazon.
That's incredible. I love this. This is going to open up a lot of doors for a lot of people. So if they come under your wing, you educate them on how to do this successfully, and they're part of a program with you.
We do it all for them. So if you think about buying a house and hiring a property manager to manage and rent your house out for you, we're that property manager for their digital storefront. So they own
Wild.
it, and all they do is provide inventory capital. And then we go buy products, stock their store, run it, customer service, shipping, handling. We manage every single aspect of the store, and they just get a check at the end of each month and pay us our service fee. Yeah.
Wow. And utilizing Amazon, the largest shipper globally, I believe, right, at this point. That's beautiful. And your role in this is what?
I am the CMO of Grey Wolf Investing.
Atta girl, I love that. So you are so strong, you're doing so many things, and one of the things I completely get is public speaking and how you fit into that. It seems like that just comes naturally to you. Is that true?
Yes, and that's all thanks to my father. My dad is a very gregarious, animated individual, showman through and through. That's the circus family coming out. But he was always putting me on, ever since I was 4 or 5, I was giving presentations at his work about poisonous snakes or about, he had me doing public speaking from a very early age and performing from a very early age. So public speaking has never been a problem for me. I'm like, tag me in. I'm ready to go at any given moment.
That's beautiful. And do you feel that public speaking has made the difference in your bit a big difference in your bottom line? Has it made a big difference in getting the message out to people? You know, tell me a little bit about that, because we want to encourage people from whatever industry they're in that public speaking will make the difference. It's the fastest way
Oh,
to
yeah.
grow your know, like, and trust factor. But for yourself, did you find it to be the same?
1,000%. It's made me a valuable asset in any single position that I've been in. So the ability to be able to not just get up on a stage and speak, that's like the big picture, right? But if you look at networking events like a stage, or if you look at business negotiations as a stage, those are all mini stages that lead up to a big stage. So the more you can practice these mini moments as if you're the keynote speaker in the conversation, in the networking event, in the business forum that you're on, then when you do get on a big stage, you can lead with something that is put together, eloquent, and impactful all at the same time. So yes, I would 100% agree that all these little moments prepared me, that my father put me on. It prepared me to go teach police officers. It prepared me to go testify in front of Congress. It prepared me to write legislation. It prepared me to counsel New Zealand government. It prepared me to be here on this podcast with you. It's going to prepare me for everything else I do in the future as well.
Well, it's clear, you know, you are in your lane, that's for sure. You are in your lane, and it seems very meant to be. But what great mentoring you got from your dad. I think we all would have loved to have had that kind of mentoring. I don't think a lot of dads are thinking, let me take you to the boardroom, let me take you to, you know, the next deal I'm doing. I did a little bit of that with my father as well, and it was game changing. It was absolutely game changing and confidence building. So for all you dads that are listening out there, consider that. Considering, you know, it, take your kid to work. Really, take your kid to work and let them see what you do, and let's see what they come up with. So I love that advice. I love what your father did for you. You referenced circus. I'm sorry, you've referenced that a few times. Where does that fit in?
That's how my family got to America. So my great grandmother was brought over by the Ringling Brothers Circus to Sarasota, Florida, because Sarasota, Florida is the winter quarters for the Ringling, or was the winter quarters for Ringling Brothers Circus. And then my parents met in the circus as well.
Wow, that's a unique story. That's incredible. What did he do in the circus, and what did she do?
Dad did, well, his family did bareback riding. That's how they originally got here. And then dad did trapeze, tightrope, clowning, juggling. Dad did everything, to your board. And then mom, do you know when they have the rope from the ceiling and they twist and fall? Mom did web. And he saw her across the ring and fell in love.
I love this love story. You're just unique on every level. I'm telling you, Amanda, how
Well.
much fun this is. So, looking back on your journey, I want to ask you, what advice would you give your younger self now if you were starting out again?
I would say start focusing on emotional discipline a lot sooner. because I think men get harped on for not having emotion, and women's biggest issue is not being disciplined in their emotion. Our emotions are an incredible, powerful tool in our intuition that we as women possess, but there's little talk about wielding it properly and not being a victim to our feelings, but being able to use them as a powerhouse and as really effective tools for sales, negotiation, communication, speaking. And I wish I'd learned that a little bit sooner. I feel like I'm catching up a little bit in far as far as emotional discipline goes.
That's great advice. That is absolutely terrific advice that I think will serve everybody. So, as someone who's, been out there in so many different ways, tell me, what accomplishment are you most proud of?
There's a couple for a couple different reasons, but the most recent one, because I don't like to parade old accomplishments, because I feel like we should always be making ourselves proud or working towards different things. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, back in high school, I got the touchdown. Like, that's not something to be proud of anymore. But most recently, I had one of my old clients text me, and she had a picture of basically, like, you can barely see me, but it's like half my face. And she took a picture of her feet, and she said, I took this picture because I knew one day I'd be able to send it to you and say thank you for getting me out of the trafficking ring and sitting with me through my therapy sessions to make me feel safe, to make me feel seen, to make me feel heard. Like, you've changed my life. And she's now a mother, she's thriving, and she's doing well. And that was, if it was just one, then my life is worth, living. And so to be able to have that impact on even just that one woman was really cool. And the fact that she came back to me and said, hey, like, I knew that this would come through, and I knew it because you were there, was a really cool moment. And that was about a week and a half ago. It was a
Oh my
very cool moment.
goodness.
I mean, and the last time I saw her in person was years ago. So the fact that she held on to that picture and sent it in that moment was really cool.
So it sounds like that's the kind of experience that continues to excite and motivate you in your work and your personal life as well, yes?
Yeah, definitely. It's about the impact. It's about impacting and changing lives. I've faced death and near-death experiences so many times, and there's been so many ups and downs in my life that I know I have to be here for something bigger than myself. So the more and more I can impact people's lives for the better, the more and more I can kind of honor that second, third, fourth, fifth life that I've been given.
It's beautiful. I'm telling you, what are you headed for next? What, I'd love to get a glimpse of any upcoming projects or initiatives that you're excited about. I want to hear about it.
I mean, world domination is always on the docket, of course.
Little higher, will you, Amanda? Just a little higher.
I'm very keen on getting involved in, local and potentially national politics. So that's something that I do want to build more and more character and more wisdom around, so that I can be a good of service to my country. That's something that's always been on my heart. But more immediately, a project just came to me. A young woman is creating a book because her daughter has autism, and there's not a lot of sensory books that are pointed towards toddlers with autism. There's a lot of random sensory books, but nothing specifically for children on the spectrum. So I get to help her create that as a copywriter and as someone connected in the book publishing world, and provide that for that community. And that excites me.
That is fabulous. There's such a high propensity these days with autism. There's so much and not enough resources for them, and not everybody understands the difference in the levels. So it's so great you're addressing that public. I'm excited for you. So good luck with that. We'll see how we can help you with that. That's a very worthy cause. And would you please hurry up and get to running pres for president, please? Because we need some good choices out there.
I
And
have an
I'm ready.
interesting opinion about that, is because I and you are more than welcome to disagree with me on this, because it's a new idea. So I welcome a conversation surrounding it, so I can actually sort out. But I'm exploring what it means to be a woman in power, and how a woman in power and leadership operates versus a man in power and leadership, and how those two complement each other. And that's a very interesting thing to me, because I find myself constantly in these massive companies and organizations where I'm supporting I'm like number two and I'm supporting a man of power and I see how well it works. And so I'm curious if vice president is a better position for me to be the neck. He can be the head, but I'm going to turn that head wherever it needs to go.
I saw that movie and it was the best line in that whole movie. I agree with you 100%. He may be the head, but I'm the neck. And it's more powerful to be the neck.
And so, I'm really kind of quite literally looking into what that means for future endeavors and what that could look like as a resource or something that I could study and share, because I think there's a lot of women who are trying to find their power, but the kind of examples we have aren't realistic. It's either highly obnoxious or highly sexual or highly submissive. And I'm not any of those things. And so I would love to build something that women resonate with that empowers in a very gracious way.
Well, that's what we need. And you clearly have your finger on the pulse of what is necessary and the changes that need to happen. And I think you're the gal to do it. So I will be keeping an eye on you, I promise you. And this, so will this show. So we'll be having you back again, I can tell already. So thank you, Amanda, for being with us today and sharing a really incredible journey and how you've handled some of those things that have come up for you in such an, it sounds like a very elegant but chosen way. And if everybody is captivated by Amanda's story as I am, I encourage you to learn more about her and her multiple ventures by visiting graywolfinvesting.com. You'll find out a lot more about how this gal thinks and what she's creating and what she has planned for the future. One key takeaway gained from this conversation with Amanda is the profound influence that public speaking can have, whether that's, on a big stage or in the boardroom or in a meeting where you have an opportunity to change lives one person at a time. And her story really demonstrates how mastering this skill can advance your business, reshape your mindset, and really foster real personal development. So thank you, Amanda. It's just been exceptional having you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's truly been an honor.
As we come to the end of today's episode, I just want to thank our audience for tuning in. As always, we really, really appreciate your support and participation. If you enjoyed today's episode, please, I invite you to like, share, even subscribe. Your engagement helps us reach more listeners like you and really grow our community. And before I say goodbye, I want to say special shout out to our sponsor, speakertunity.com. If you're ready to kickstart or elevate your public speaking career, Speakertunity has all the resources, the tools, the connections you need to make it happen. It doesn't have to be a difficult process. It can be made easier for you, and they're there to help you make it happen. And get there with some ease. And lastly, if you're interested in being interviewed on the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight, or someone who would be perfect for this show, please share them with us or send them to podcast.speakertunity.com/podcast-guest. That's a lot and a mouthful, isn't it? You'll have to listen to this show again to make sure you get it. That's our show for today. I'm your host, Kelly O'Hara. Thank you for being part of our community. And until next time, keep amplifying your impact by speaking your passion. And remember, you're one conversation or stage appearance from that person, that connection, or opportunity that could change your business or your life. So go light up the stage. And as always, I look forward to our next conversation. See you next time on the Spotlight. Bye, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight. We hope you enjoyed this deep dive once again into the remarkable stories and insights of our incredible guests. Their experiences and wisdom are not just meant to inspire you, but to provide you with actionable steps to take on your own path to success. Remember, you have a story to tell, and your voice has the power to transform your business and make lasting impact. If you found value in today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an empowering conversation. We'd also appreciate it if you could leave us a review and share the show with your friends, colleagues, and your fellow visionaries. Until next time, Keep speaking, keep growing, and keep reaching to make your difference. This is Kelly O'Hara, signing off from the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight.